joined by singer-songwriter Stephanie Lee. And I think we last spoke to you, Stephanie. Was it last year or the year before?
It was last year, Michelle. I brought out my EP and it was played on Kerrang Radio. The PR guy, Martin, got it on Kerrang and I was like, wow.
Oh, amazing.
My experience. I never got anywhere with pop music and I was kind of like, well, I need to do something different. Big shout out to Brandon as well for ghostwriting everything and a big shout out to Matthew, my partner, because he literally said to me, do a metalcore EP, and I just went, no. And he just went, just try it. And yeah. I went, go on then. So I wanted to do something out of my comfort zone for sure, and I managed to do that and I'm getting places now, so it's really nice.
When I spoke to you, you had a track out called Summer Jive. How did that do for you?
It didn't do very well. With it being pop, I've never got anywhere with pop. It got played on, I think it was Lancashire Radio.
Yeah.
Pop's not my thing anymore, unfortunately. I think the metal music's getting further than anything I've ever done, really, in my rock music as well, because I'm quite versatile, which is nice.
Yeah. Yours is a distinctive voice. You can listen to your voice and go, that's Stephanie Lee, straight away.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Whereabouts in the country are you?
I'm in Blackpool at the moment. I'm moving into a flat. I've spent £800 moving into a flat. Really expensive, but it's all worth it. I get me independence. Been living with my mum and dad for, well, about a year now. Actually, no, a bit longer, because I moved back in. I was with my partner for 6 months in a flat, and I just had a mental health wobble, and I needed to come back to my parents for the support. So I literally came back, but now I'm getting my own place and getting my own independence, so I'm really happy about that.
Now, I remember we did touch on mental health when we spoke before, and I know that it's something you don't mind talking about, but
yeah.
You were saying on the album, which is coming up, is it next year?
It's May the 27th, I've got the
yeah.
day, it's 2 days before my birthday. I wanted to release it on my birthday, but it's not a Friday, so I was like, oh.
Well, I mean, that's great that's coming out, but as you said when we were talking off air, you have sort of covered mental health in the release as well, haven't you?
Yeah, basically, I'm getting Kyle from If I Were You back on my second single, which is called Calm Before the Storm. My first single is going to be called Fall, and that's coming out in December. Not got a rough date. It might be like middle, end of December, but it'll be released on a Friday. But I'll keep everyone updated with that. I've filmed the music video. Well, Matt actually filmed the music video for me. We just got a tripod and did it in an empty flat, and it looked so effective. I did a little teaser on Facebook and got a really good reaction to it.
Mm. And how difficult is it pushing your music? Because you're independent.
It's very hard, but I've got some exciting news that I'm going to announce at the end of October.
Oh.
I'm very, very stoked about it.
Yeah.
I've worked hard for this and it's paid off, basically, so I'm really looking forward to announcing it.
Oh, bit of a secret coming up there.
I can't say anything at the moment because it's a secret, yeah. But
that's all right, I won't prize it out of you. What about Undiscovered Talent UK? Tell us about this.
So I applied for Open Mic UK last year, and Undiscovered Talent approached me this year and just said, like, do you want to audition? It's free. I said, yeah, why not? They do live shows and they do the online shows. Now, I'm on the online shows, and if I win, I get £250 to go towards music, and I get voluntary, opportunities to kind of sing and gig everywhere and stuff like that. So the judge is called Ty. He's very cool. I've sent some stuff to him, and he's like, yeah, it's different. I'm now in the finals. The finals are being drawn on the 14th of this month.
Mm-hmm.
I just need everyone to give, like, the YouTube videos a like and a share, and just a comment saying I like Stephanie Lee to win. I've done some videos as well. My mum and dad and Matt have done videos saying, like, good luck and everything, which is really nice. They're going to put them up on the socials. But you can catch it on Instagram, Facebook and YouTube, and it's Undiscovered Talent UK.
Excellent. It'd be great if you win that. But even being in the finals, it's good publicity, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I think if I do get some opportunities to perform elsewhere, I do want to do a UK tour, to be honest. I'm trying to get a gig at the Alma in Bolton, where I'm from originally. So if I get a gig there, I'll be stoked. I do want to do the album release at the Waterloo Bar in Blackpool if Ian Fletcher says it's okay. So, yeah, keeping my fingers crossed. A lady, bless her, messaged me the other day, and she went, she'd seen my Fallen teaser in Blackpool Musicians Group. And she literally said, wow, she said, you've got a brilliant voice. I've just sent it to Ian Fletcher at the Waterloo. I was like, what? I was really overwhelmed.
Tell us what it's like up in Blackpool. What's it like up there for music?
it's pretty cool. We've got a lot of musicians on the scene. We've got like Octopus Montage. They're like a metalcore pop punk band. They're great. Featured in one of their music videos actually about Pet. Yeah, it's a really dope song. And like I collaborated with Deck. He did I Don't Care, and Alex out of Octopus Montage. I paid him like £50 and he collaborated. Also, he's going to be on my new album, Alex Jennings. I've got Phil Walker doing a collab with me. He's really good. Who else? Obviously, Brandon and Adam from Asleep at the Helm. They're great friends of mine. So it's going to be really exciting. I can't wait to kind of, you know, release it, because there's not really a skippable track on the album. The least favourite track of mine would probably be Before the End, but it's still a decent track, so... Yeah. Not to sound big-headed or anything, but the tracks are really strong, so I'm hoping that it should be a good kind of thing. It's just really nice to have a good team around me as well. Like, I've got Brandon, I've got Ami that's going to film my third single, which is going to be called A Better Place, and that's literally about men's mental health. And Chris Hines, my best friend, wrote that for me. He said, do you mind if I write a track for your album? I said, go for it. He said, this is very close to my heart because he's got mental health issues. I hope he doesn't mind me saying that on radio. I've got a lot of friends with difficulties, and I like writing from experience. I want people to relate to my music as well. If that can make their day... I've done my job correctly, you know, so it's nice.
Has COVID affected you? So how did you cope?
To be honest, I didn't. I had a massive mental breakdown. I was nearly sectioned again, unfortunately. But I don't like being on my own. Even though I'm getting my own place on my own, I kind of feel a bit scared about it because I do get the dark thoughts when I am on my own.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I need to get used to it because I'm not going to be living with my parents forever. I'm 28. I need my own independence. But with COVID, I just did a gig at Urban Arts the other week. That went down really well. Quite a lot of people turned up, about 30, 40 people there. And I had laryngitis 3 days before the gig and still did the gigs because I'm a trooper.
Yeah. I bet you are.
I literally put it on Facebook. I don't know if you've seen it, but I was like, I've got laryngitis, guys, help me. And I kept losing my voice. And I couldn't go to work, and work were annoyed at me. I was like, look, I'm really sorry, but I have to rest my voice for this gig.
Yeah.
It was just one of them things.
But you went on, you did it. A lot of people, you just think, you know, I know there's a few singers, oh, I've got a slight tickle in my throat. And you're like, nah, you get on there with flu.
I'm not, but you're flu jab.
get out there and get singing. So tell us about...
Put my flu jab later.
Oh, yeah, it's important to get your flu jab. I can't believe you're 28. I mean, 28 is no age, okay?
No.
But you have the youngest face, I think, of any of my guests I've ever had.
I've got a baby face.
You have.
In the jeans, isn't it?
You look like you're a teenager. You do look like you're a teenager. I mean, what a bonus is that?
You know what, when I'm 60, I look 40. I'm kind of deep, so I'm like, oh, I'll give you an open 60-year-old is in a friend.
You have to go and check her out online, because not only has she got a great voice, she looks like a teenager. I find that quite annoying. Tell us about the track Lonely Shadow, because we're going to play it at the end of the interview. So tell us about this track.
Lonely Shadow, I wrote 4 years ago, believe it or not. It's quite relatable to me now, because me and Matt are seeing each other again, but we're not actually in a relationship. We did split up. I was really upset, so we weren't eating and we weren't sleeping, etc. But I wrote that 4 years ago, and it was literally, the lyrics relate to the situation now, which I find really strange. And I did the backing myself on Logic 4 years ago. And then Brandon, bless him, just went, do you mind if I had drums and guitars? And I went, no, just do it. And he literally kept the backing the same because he's so talented. He played all the notes and everything. And then I decided to release it. So I'm really proud of that track as well.
Yeah.
Because I did the backing, and like Brandon's just done the instruments, but it's exactly identical to the backing that I made on the loop.
So this is Lonely Shadow. This is Stephanie Lee. You will find her across social media. Lovely to talk to you again, and hopefully we'll talk to you when you've got the album launch.
Oh, amazing. Thank you for I can't even speak, I'm so tired. Thank you for putting me on the radio.
Oh, that's all right. And I know you're going to get played right the way across loads of radio stations. So best of luck with this track.